Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Welcome those who are new to Ride University, and welcome back to those who have been here over the last couple of months. As you know, RIDE stands for the Returning Citizens Aspire to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, powered by EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University. It is funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So for those who have been with us, these are the topics that we covered over the last couple of months. We did two pieces of content for each one of them. So from mindset, make, all the way down to money, we provided some content. So if you want to listen or see the content that we've provided, just head on over to EDAC Morgan, that's EDACMorgan.com, and you'll have an opportunity to see all of the past episodes or workshops for Ride U. So what I'm looking to do now for the next couple of months is really go into some tips and strategies that you can use for your business. And today we're going to talk about automation. So I want to kind of go to the slide where we're going to talk about automation. Yep, this is all of the workshops that we've done. So you can just go back to the website and you'll have an opportunity to see all of the presentations that we've done thus far. All right, so today we're going to talk about, automation. So automate your business. Have some of your systems working while you work. And I'm going to explain, you know, what that is. So you probably heard this saying, or you probably said this a number of times, man, I wish I could duplicate myself. I wish I had other people to assist me with the work that I'm doing. Well, there's kind of a way to duplicate yourself. It's called automation. And automation can really help solo entrepreneurs move forward in business, all right? So let me go down the next slide. So before we begin, here are some tips that you can start using, steps to help you automate. So number one is determine what tasks. What are you going to automate? Are you going to automate your email marketing, your events, your social media? And then look at your business processes. And if you're not familiar with business processes, go to the workshop that talks about management and operations, and you'll understand what those processes are. So in the beginning, determine what processes or what tasks you're going to automate so that help you go out, so that you can go out there and work more smarter. Number two, determine, it's kind of funny, determine who on your team will create automation. Right now, it's going to be you, unless you have an intern or you have some other people that are dedicated to assisting you with your business. Number three, we're going to talk about this in a few minutes, select your automation tools. What tools are you going to use to automate your processes or those tasks that we talked about here in number one? And then the final thing is you definitely want to track where you are and how you're doing with this automation. Is it working for you? Is it not working for you? So you have to figure out, you know, what those results are. And then there may be some other tools that you can use to help you out in business. All right. So let me go down to the tools now. So here's some automation tools that I use. And I'm going to go through some of these, and I'm actually going to go on to the website so that you can see some of these as well. So email marketing, you can begin to set up your email marketing to go out on a particular date. So for one of the email marketing campaigns that I do, I have it go out the second Monday of each month. So it just goes out automatically. I don't have to worry about it. I work on it a week before, and then I just have it go out and it goes out and I track the progress, who's opened it, who's clicked on some links. So as you think about automation tools, it's just not just sending it out and just let it go. You still have to get the data that comes back. Text alerts. I know some of y'all get some text alerts. Some of it is you didn't want to get a part of it. So just like with email marketing, the text alerts and text alerts, you want to get people's buy-in. You want to have them opt into your process. So text alerts can be sent out automatically as well. Social media, there's two sites that I'm familiar with, Hootsuite or Buffer. These suites or set of tools allow you to really schedule your social media campaigns from Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. So it allows you to do that. Zapier.com. I'm going to actually go to Zapier.com. It's on one of my tabs. I'm not too familiar with that, but I'm going to go to Calendly. You know, so when people are looking to meet with you, now here is an easy platform to use to help schedule events. Instead of going back and forth, are you good on this date? Are you good on this time? Are you good on this date? Are you going to get good on this time? You know, this tool allows you to set your schedule and have people fill in the blanks, if you will. In Zapier, let me go to another tab and put in Zapier. So this is a tool to really help you automate a number of things that you're working on. Come on, Zapier. All right, so while that is coming up, I'm gonna go back to our slide presentation. So Zapier.com, if it doesn't come up, this is a tool that you can go to really, here we go, how to automate your business. So Zapier.com, Z-A-P as in Paul, I-E-R, and it really gives you a breakdown on some of the things that you could process. So from accounting and bookkeeping to your marketing to human resources, these are some of the processes actually that I talked about earlier that you can actually do that. So again, let's get automate. This is a good tool to help you automate some of the work that you're doing, some of the tasks, really taking this off of your hand, let it automate, and then you can come back in and collect the data. So those are some of the tools that I would recommend to help you automate. And don't forget the Breakthrough Podcast. We are on every last Monday of the month. We actually do two shows at 4:30 p.m. And if you're trying to reach me, you can shoot me an email at, let's do Instagram first. So IG, Instagram, we're at Ride Small Biz. And the website to listen to past episodes of the Ride University or the Breakthrough Podcast, you can go here, edacmorgan.com. And if you want to send me an email, my email address is omar@edacmorgan.com. So it's right here, omar@edacmorgan.com. So hopefully this was impactful for you. Until we meet again, continue to improve and progress. Peace. This is Mixed Media Production.